Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew,
I'm of course
Way Mamo. Hey, what's up, Mac?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just a busy day in sports. You know, it's the championship series games going on right now. It's the NFC series with the Green Bay Packers versus the defending Super Bowl champion. Seattle Seahawks, and right now, Seattle Seahawks are trying to mount a comeback while they just reached the 2-minute warning in the game, and they're trailing 19-14, but now they're trailing by 5 with a slim chance to win the NFC Championship yet again. So what's your thoughts on that? And of course, folks, you know how we do on the show. We talk sports and everything else. You know, we're going to kick off with, as you can see, with a little football. Talk a little bit about the Rangers. A little bit about the Knicks losing a little bit. Well, not a little bit. They lost 16. You know, they lost in London. And also, we're gonna end the show with a little WWE with the well-deserved induction of Macho Man Randy Savage entering the Hall of Fame. So, you know, we'll talk about that, and you know, we'll always answer your phone calls. So feel free to call this number right here, and it's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to you know, share your thoughts about these and any topics. So with that in mind, let's jump right into this. You know, this is like we just mentioned, this is the championship week, series day. You know, right now the Packers are leading by just by 5 points, man. And you know, anything could happen. It's, you know, it's just under 2 minutes, and Seattle's hoping they can sustain their run from last year.
Oh yeah,
and, they've been trailing throughout the whole game, and later today, shortly after this game, it's going to be Patriots versus the Indianapolis Colts for the AFC Championship, and of course, the winner of both series will face each other in the upcoming Super Bowl matchup. You know, early this, you know, next month, in 2 weeks. So,
yeah,
should be an interesting series either way. What's your thoughts on it?
Oh, yeah. Right now, you know, Seahawks are driving. They have a chance to win this game. They just recovered an onside kick. So, right now, they're down by five, under 2 minutes left. They have a chance to score a touchdown here, and if they score here, they have a chance to win this game and go to the Super Bowl for the second straight year in a row. So right now, Packers fans are biting their nails because they might lose this game after leading throughout the whole game.
Oh, yeah. Oh. They're saying that. I thought he got into it. It looked like he pulled him into the first down. It looked like the Packer defender actually pulled the you know, the receiver into the first down.
Oh yeah.
It looked like he was just gonna be just short, but it would have been like, well, it would have been like probably 3-1. He still would have had an opportunity.
Oh, this is gonna be a touchdown.
Oh boy, look at this, to the 10.
Well, this is a touchdown.
Oh,
yeah.
Touchdown, baby.
Yeah, you know, when that guy gets the ball, it's a TD.
Oh boy.
So the Seahawks just got the lead for the first time in this game. They're up 20-19. So
Marshawn Lynch, man,
beast mode.
Oh man, just in the nick of time. You know, their 12 men is excited.
The Packers are gonna have to score here. They have to score either field goal or a touchdown to win this game.
Oh yeah.
But let's see if the Seahawks might choose to make it a 3-point game.
That's true.
Well, they have to go for it too, because they don't want Packers to end up, you know, getting a field goal to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like they are going for the 2-point conversion.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to. They have no choice.
Yeah.
If they don't go for it, either way, they're gonna. If the Packers scores, they're gonna lose anyway. So they gotta take the chance.
It looks like this is not gonna work out for them.
This is not gonna work. Oh boy.
Whoa! What the
hell? He scored the 2-point conversion. What the heck was that?
Wow.
Wow.
These last few minutes have been like a miracle for the Seahawks.
Oh my gosh. Now the Seattle Seahawks lead 22-19. 125 left. Oh my goodness.
And remember, Packers are leading this game 16-0.
No, man, this is ridiculous. I guess he just lobbed it. Oh my gosh!
Wow,
that's trust right there, man. He knew the guy. He held it up there, and wow, that's just miraculous. There was like two defenders guarding him, and he still scored.
Oh yeah, it's up to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers now. They have to.
Yeah.
Hit a field goal tie game, score TD, win the game.
Wow. Wow. I'm speechless. And we're live here, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh.
Is that onside recovery, man? If they had recovered that damn onside kick, they could have. They wouldn't be in this position right now, the Packers.
Yep, exactly. What a game. This is going to go down in the history books for sure. He scored 15 points.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. In the words of Booker T, tell me I did not just see that. Oh, man. Yeah, Rodgers, he gotta go on those run in that run, man. Or else his season's over.
Yeah, he's gotta prove that he's the MVP of this year. He's gotta lead his team again to victory.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like he did a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
For their championship run. Oh man. And you know how loud the Seahawks fans are, man. They're not gonna hear nothing. They can't even. They probably can't even hear their own thoughts. The Packers are
loud right now. Loudest they've been in this game.
Oh man. Yeah, they're awakened. My goodness. 1:19 left.
Oh, nice pass.
Oh, it made he got the first down. He's near the 40.
Are they going to huddle? No huddle right here.
Yeah, they don't got time. 106 remaining in the game. He has a pass.
Oh, another nice pass.
Throws, and he got the first down. Now they're midfield. Back-to-back first downs. He's not playing. He knows what's at stake here.
He's probably going to get another long pass here.
Okay, he's running.
Oh, he's going to run it out.
He got the first down.
He ran for it.
So they got like three consecutive first downs.
Well, they're in field goal range right now to tie this game.
Yeah, they are. So he got to be smart, you know.
Try to score a TD, but to avoid throwing an interception here.
Oh yeah, and that was smart of him. You know, he rushed it. He didn't want to. You know, he knows he knew what was at stake, man. He got to be perfect. For the NFC Championship.
Right, he missed that.
Okay. Man.
He can turn around.
Yeah, Lacy missed an easy pass there. Incomplete. Now it's 2nd and 10. 30 seconds left.
Yeah, this game is probably going to go into overtime.
Sure. As long as he doesn't do anything dumb, it should go into overtime. Crosby's, you know, he's getting ready for the potential game-tying field goal attempt. Oh, man. It's crazy. Right, he got the snap. Looks, throws, and another incomplete pass. Third and 10.
One more opportunity here.
Yeah, this is it right here. Or they're gonna have to try to go for the field goal.
Yeah.
Barring an interception or a fumble that they don't recover. I wonder if Sherman's gonna talk if they win like he did last time, like when they won that NFC championship game last year. All right, he throws the ball. Okay, he got they didn't really gain that much ground.
Yeah, fourth down. Field goal.
Now they got to go for a field goal. Sherman looked like he's hurt up there. Yeah, he looked like he injured his chest on that play. Now Rodgers is going for it. Now his team is going for a timeout with their season on the line.
Oh, yeah.
18 seconds left.
because this will probably be, what, a 40-something yard field goal. 48?
Yeah.
Yeah, 48 yard. Mason Crosby going for a 48-yard field goal. Try to tie this game up with their season on the line. You know, inside Mike McCarthy is praying.
Wait, nah, this is not a good spot right here.
Yeah.
Because this is at an angle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I see that. He got to be on it.
It looks good.
It is good.
Yeah.
Field goal.
So, yeah, unless Seattle can do something in, what, 14 seconds here?
Yeah, this game is most likely going to overtime.
Yeah.
Man.
Because he's money.
Yeah.
He had, like, what, 5 field goals today, I think.
Yeah, like the sports cliche, he had ice water in his veins.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers all excited.
He bailed them up.
Either way, Rodgers is in a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if he wins this game, he gets a Super Bowl, and he gets to bang Olivia Munn when he gets home.
Oh, yeah, like, he is dating her, right? I forgot about that. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, kind of like the Tom Brady situation in the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That'd be funny if Aaron Rodgers does go to Super Bowl. He plays Tom Brady. We're going to have to, like, have, like, a debate on whose wife or whose partner is hotter.
Yeah, you know that's gonna come up. You know the newspapers are going to definitely eat that up. For sure. Yeah, especially with the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, they hype everything.
Mm-hmm.
What did the players eat?
Mm-hmm. Vagina.
Oh, my gosh. Man. Now you know Wilson only got one thing on his mind, and that's just these 11 seconds trying to make a miracle. But, you know, of course...
Well, these last few minutes have been miraculous for the Seahawks, so I wouldn't be surprised if they do something.
A Hail Mary pass?
Yeah, maybe.
You never know. 11 seconds left. But
it looks like they're just going to,
take a
they're not going to do anything.
Yeah, they did. Not they're playing it. Yep, we're going over, as we predicted. Which isn't that hard of a prediction.
Yeah, last time these two teams went to overtime in the playoffs, Packers won.
Yep. Packers are hoping it happens again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yet again, Aaron Rodgers is trying to follow after Brett Favre's footsteps and you know, beat the Seahawks in overtime in the playoffs. Man, this is one for the ages, man. No doubt about that.
Oh yeah.
And what? Yeah, we'll keep you posted and updated, you know, throughout the game. And, Rangers, they defeated the Penguins 5-2 today. You know,
damn, the Rangers, like, they've been winning a lot lately.
Yeah, they won, like, I think, like, 7 in a row, but then they lost 2 straight by, like, the final score of 3-0. But then they snapped that losing streak a few days ago. And now they've won two straight.
I think the Islanders are still leading the Metropolitan Division, right?
Yeah, you stole the words right out of my mouth. The Islanders,
believe it or not, are the hottest team in New York right now. I mean, as hot as Rangers have been, you know, Islanders, they've been, you know, they've been doing their thing as well. And Kyle Poso, he scored his first career fourth goal game, hat-trick game, you know, of his career a few days ago as well. So, you know, yeah, it's going to be very interesting. And Rick Nash was, so far, he's like the only Ranger recipient that's going into the All-Star game, not even Lundqvist.
Wow, that's cool. And New York Island is soon to be Brooklyn Hipsters, right? When they get here, Brooklyn.
Yeah, they're going to move to Brooklyn next year. the Barclays Center.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Islanders, they're trying to win their fifth Stanley Cup championship and, you know, leave, you know, Long Island, you know, on a positive note.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they recently defeated the Rangers 3-0. I think before the Bruins defeated the Rangers by 3-0 also, I think.
Mm.
If I remember me right.
Both teams are playing well.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, Devils, they're not playing well either. They, you know, they fired their head coach, earlier this year. And, Brodeur, their longtime goalie, arguably the greatest goalie of all time, you know, he signed with the St. Louis Blues, you know, earlier this year. Or earlier this season, I should say. Yeah, it hasn't been they're clearly the worst team, you know, near hockey-wise.
I'm saying hockey-wise.
Out of the three hockey teams, not Knicks. Oh, I mean, come on, Knicks.
Right.
16 in a row?
Yeah.
16 in a row? I mean, come on. They could even win in London a few days ago.
Well,
I mean, don't get me wrong. The Bucks are a much better team. This is not the same Bucks from last year. You know, they're not the worst team like last year. The Bucks, believe this or not, Bucks was the worst team last year, and the 76ers lost 26 games in a row, tied the NBA record, and they still had the second worst record after the Bucks. But J. Kidd, man, he got that team turned around.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're one of the they're playing real well, the Bucks. But best team in the Eastern Conference right now is definitely the Atlanta Hawks. They've been playing lights out.
Oh yeah, and the Warriors with Steve Kerr, you know, he got that ship running.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he made the right decision.
For real. You know what he was doing.
Yeah, he knew what was.
Mhm.
Yep.
Can't blame him.
Yeah, for real. I mean, he had already a ready-made team, you know.
Yeah.
You had, you know, Curry, I mean, leading the way. I mean, shoot. Man, that was a guy I always wanted in that draft because he reminded me of a young John Starks, you know. But
for real.
These guys are even way better shooter than Starks was. I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
Yeah, for real. For real, man. And right now, if the NBA Finals started, it would be, it would be Golden State Atlanta.
Yeah,
right
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people would be rooting for you know, the Warriors. You know.
Yeah, Warriors are deadly, but I think Warriors can be beat by the Spurs. I mean, Spurs, even though they're not as good as they were last year, once they get to the postseason, you know, they have experience, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. The Spurs are like the Patriots, you know, they just...
Yeah.
You know, they're not a typical dynasty team that wins, you know, three in a row. But those teams, man, once they get to the playoffs, extremely hard to defeat. Yeah, like you said, they know how to win. It's just as simple as that, basically.
No doubt.
Yep. And going back to the NFL, you know, the Jets, they hired Tad Bowles. They also hired McCannon. you know, as a GM, Mike McCannon, you know, as a GM, and Rex Ryan, as expected, he signed with the Bills.
Yeah, and his number one goal this upcoming year is to beat the Patriots, as usual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's definitely obsessed with the Patriots, with reason, because, you know, they're always the AFC division champions and always perennial Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
You know. And they're not facing the Giants this year, so, you know.
Yeah.
True. If Colts don't stop them, you know, they might not be stopped.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't shoot. The Patriots, if they get past the Colts, man, I don't think anybody's gonna stop them.
Yeah, they're a good team. They've been playing really lights out football lately.
Mhm. And right now the score is 22 in overtime. You know, we'll keep you posted if the score ends, before the show ends. And last but not least, let's talk about the big news in WWE. And, of course, I'm talking about the Macho Man Randy Savage going to the Hall of Fame. Oh, yeah.
Finally.
It's about time. By the time he's in there. You know,
he's in the Hall of Fame.
He was like the biggest name that was, you know, the biggest omission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not being in the Hall of Fame, you know. His stats speak for itself. You know, he won the WWE Championship two times.
Baldwin just caught a long pass from Russell.
Yeah,
from
I just saw that. Caught me in mid-sentence, and he won the WCW title, I think it was four times, if I'm not mistaken, right? Three or
Who,
four times.
Russell Wilson?
No, not Russell Wilson. I'm talking about Macho Man.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I think he won the WCW title three or four times, I think.
I think so. I think it's two. Wasn't it two or something?
It could be two.
Could have been more. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'd have to double check. But, yeah, and of course he won the Intercontinental twice.
Mm-hmm, yep.
I mean, the record speaks for itself.
Touchdown!
Oh, touchdown!
They're going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy, the game over, baby.
That's it.
Oh, man, that's the ball game. Seattle Seahawks are now the back-to-back NFC champions.
Yeah.
They win by the final score 20-22.
And you know, like, I have a procurement manager at my job. He's a big Packers fan. This is really going to hurt for him. Because the Packers are leading this game 16-0.
Oh, man, the comeback is complete.
Yeah. Oh, hey, man. Aaron Rodgers, at least you still have Olivia Munn.
That's a great consolation prize.
Now, you're saying that Patriots, now, I don't know, man, if Seahawks are in the game, I don't see anyone to beat the Seahawks, to be honest with you.
Hey,
defensive team.
I'm rooting for Seahawks. I think I'm rooting for Seahawks no matter what, you know. But definitely against the Patriots, for sure.
Think Seahawks have a chance to repeat?
They definitely do. You know, they did all they had to do to get to the game. They pulled an improbable comeback.
Oh, yeah.
With less than 2 minutes in the game. And now they're the back-to-back NFC champions.
Yeah, this loss is gonna hurt for the Packers.
Oh yeah, they had this game clearly.
Had it
in their hands, and now it slipped through their fingers. And they're just showing a clip right now of the live reaction of the 12 men, you know, aka the Seattle Seahawks fans. You know, rightfully cheering their heroes.
Yep.
As they take them to the promised land yet once again.
So Seahawks will defend their championship.
Oh, yeah. Now they're waiting for the winner of the upcoming Colts versus Patriots game.
man.
Now, who do I – now, I think
– now they're praying, you know, they're thanking God right now. And, you know,
yeah.
You can't blame them. An awesome experience. Now they're back. They're back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Pete Carroll isn't regretting that he left. You know, college football.
Oh yeah, for real.
Man. Wow. Man, Jermaine Curse. With the NFC clinching touchdown pass.
Catch.
Yep. Yeah, man, I'm ready for the Super Bowl right now.
Oh, yeah. I got to find a good Super Bowl party to go to watch the game.
Yeah, man.
Is Russell Wilson crying like a bitch?
They're a good team. They deserve it. He's the second quarterback with
four interceptions, I think.
Win a championship game?
I think that's what they said, yeah.
Wow, who was the first?
I think they wrote on the bottom, but I didn't look. I didn't get to see, fortunately. Was that had Aaron Rodgers? Not Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Andrews rocking.
Old song. Well, so Wilson got that beard going. You need to shave that.
Maybe he's doing it for good luck.
Maybe it looks like he's playing for ISIS and the Seahawks.
Oh, my. Come on. Oh, my goodness.
Shave that beard off, man.
Maybe that go there. You're saying this while you're thinking God literally. Oh, my goodness.
But congrats to the Seahawks, man. It's going to be a good Super Bowl, whoever they play.
Oh, yeah. Who's on the bike? I can't see. Oh, who's that, Bennett? Who's on the bike?
Yeah, look at that there.
Who's on the bike? He's showboating, son. Or should I say he's show biking? Oh, man. Yeah, but now on to the AFC Championship game, man.
Yeah, which is just starting right now.
Yeah, so next week we'll definitely be previewing the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When we find out the winner, who will face the Seahawks in the upcoming Super Bowl game in February. Between the winner of the Patriots-Colts game. You have any last words? And, oh, yeah, next week we're going to be previewing the Royal Rumble. So what's your thoughts, man?
So next week, yeah, as you said, we'll preview the Super Bowl and congrats to the Seahawks for making it to their second straight Super Bowl appearance. Check out my show, IMAX, Saturdays at 11.
Yep, and also come back here next Sunday, 6 p.m. We'll do the Royal Rumble preview.